第12項
The genetic material of human beings, our DNA, differs from the genetic material of chimpanzees, their DNA, by a little over 1%. In the 1990s, this became a scientific cliché, like Albert Einstein's equation E equals mc squared, familiar to many people but understood by few. It is usually expressed along the lines of,People are only 1% human and 99% ape. The truth, though, is that we are 100% ape. Not a separate species in our own right, but a sibling species to the hairy apes, the chimpanzee and the gorilla. People, in fact, are more closely related to chimpanzees in terms of their DNA than the horse is to the zebra, the porpoise is to the dolphin, or the sheep is to the goat.The implications of this discovery attracted widespread attention in 1997, when Simon Esteele and colleagues at the Australian National University in Canberra made headlines by announcing that, according to their interpretation of the DNA evidence, using the latest molecular biology techniques, the closeness of the genetic relationship between man and the hairy apes meant that we and they shared a common ancestor as recently as 3.6 to 4 million years ago.This was sensational news because that date comes after our ancestors had first learned to walk upright. It means that the chimpanzees and gorillas must also be descended from an ape-like creature that walked upright, an ape-man in common language, and then lost the ability for easy upright walking when it went back to life in the forests.Charles Darwin shocked Victorian society by suggesting that man is descended from the ape. This is a shorthand way of expressing the idea that the common ancestor which we share with the hairy apes, the chimpanzee, and the gorilla was more ape-like than man-like. But at the end of the 20th century, we have discovered that Darwin was wrong. Apes are descended from man.Which is a shorthand way of saying that that common ancestor from which both we and the hairy apes are descended had some distinctly human characteristics, notably upright walking, which the chimp and gorilla have lost.